Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Coming up...
Hey, I'm number two.
I'm Chappie.
Hey, I'm Jekyll.
Hey, I'm Hooligan. You gotta keep them
separated. So right now, he's going through the black book of horrible stories.
Let's make that happen.
Really appreciate Jekyll's generosity with his cooter.
You have me on track here, baby.
This is Wine and Russell's for everything.
And this is Disgruntled Discussions.
Yes, we are.
At WDVR on DVRadio.net.
And welcome to Disgruntled Discussions, brought to you by us, the Disgruntled Vets, only on DV Radio on WDVR. I'm Nevermore, and I'm back. With me, I have Number Two and Chappie.
Say hi.
I'm back, baby.
Hi.
It's like Bender. I'm back, baby.
Yeah, are you reading the itinerary at all?
No, I'm not.
It's your turn.
Oh, are we doing what we're drinking?
Oh my God, learn to read.
Oh, I just skim over it and I didn't see anything important today. So what are you guys drinking? Today I have leftover beer from my housemate came back with some of his friends. He brought some quality Miller Lite, so I got a Miller Lite tonight.
Ew.
Yep. Not pleased about it, but it does the job.
Chappie?
I am drinking a Moscow Mule made by Alan.
Yay.
I was going to say, good thing you didn't make it.
She has, like, one of the heaviest hands I've ever seen in a bartender. I think you really need, like, two of them to get drunk.
That's saying something, man, because you had a pretty heavy hand, too.
Yeah. This just tastes like vodka with ginger beer.
Like, I think I learned how to drink. I think I learned how to drink and build my tolerance because of how you fucking used to make your drinks.
Remember JP8?
Oh, JP8. That was the best drink.
How do we make it?
It was birch beer, Malibu, and a shot of tequila. Or a couple shots of tequila, depending on
who. No, it wasn't tequila. It was regular rum. Bacardi.
Bacardi, yeah. That's right. You did use Bacardi in there.
Yeah. Those were dangerous nights when we started drinking that.
Well, because it sneaks up on you. All of a sudden, you're drinking this delicious drink that tastes like a hybrid root beer float, and then all of a sudden, you're on your ass because it's got enough alcohol in there to kill a small child.
Yeah, and when we say two shots, we really mean, like, me eyeing up with two shots of this. So it usually ends up to be, like,
four. Four, six, or 12.
Yeah, somewhere around that.
But, Chap, we have a rare occurrence today.
Yeah, we do.
Yes.
The Nevermore is actually drinking with us for once.
Yes, I am drinking Hennessy and ice.
Henny. You know, I don't mind Hennessy.
You can't even pronounce it.
I'm going to be honest, I've never even had it before.
It's cognac.
It's not something I drink all the time, but it someone bought me a shot of it, so yeah, I'm not going to say no.
we'll
drink it at drill every now and then. We'll have a bottle that we bring out to the field with us.
Remember that one AT? We just snuck in lots of vodka in our canteens.
Yeah, a whole 750 of Tito's vodka, or any 750 anyway, will fit in a canteen.
Yes, you're not the one who invented that.
Well, just want to let everyone know, because I had no clue until I put the 750 in there. That was the best annual training of my life.
People were like, how are you guys drunk? You're drinking water. And we're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally water. Overhydrated.
Drunk on the army. Moving on, speaking of army, let's let Chappie do his active duty shit of the week.
This has been a pretty fulfilling week of, got one. We're just about to go on block leave. We're all in formation, ready to go. Sergeant Major holds the formation for like 20 minutes.
Naturally.
Because, you know, that's the best way to build morale right before you leave. Well, after that, he comes out and he's like, all NCOs here. We fucking go back of the building. And he's like, why the fuck is my dumpster overfilled? Blah, 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 blah. There's all this VII in the box, in the throwaway box. And he then said, all E4s and below, leave. NCOs, we're going to fucking clean this shit out. And I look, I'm like, I'm an E4. Can I leave? And then they're like, no, you're not an E4 today.
That was your first mistake. You should have just left.
Are you getting paid to not be an E4?
I'm paid to be a corporal.
Right, so, but that's still the E4, right?
No, so, I'm only a specialist when they want me to be a specialist, and only an NCO when they want me to be an NCO.
See, I think you realize you fucked up, and asked a stupid question, and you got screwed for it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we go through this entire metal dumpster, and there's maybe, $200 worth of VII that we saved. And I'm like, we spent more in Germany fucking getting a crane because you guys fucked up and didn't realize that we had a dozer coming in that didn't work. The army just blows my mind, absolutely blows my mind, what they fucking care about and what they're willing to throw money at.
I think it's just a power complex. And that's why I'm BTSing.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you guys have a Sergeant Major story, would love to hear it. Send it to the Disgruntled Discussions on Facebook. Maybe we'll post it here.
I have a Sergeant Major story. We had a Christmas party, and we all had to obviously wear a dress uniform. And the guys that didn't have a dress uniform because it wasn't filled, they got in trouble, and they had to work during the party. Well, Sergeant Major shows up in his uniform, his camo uniform, because it turned out his dress uniform wasn't put together properly.
So did he work?
No.
Yeah, sounds about right. Double standards at its finest.
Yeah.
Well, number two, do you have any school or GI tips of the week?
I do have some school and GI tips of the week. Don't be a numbnut like me and wait till the last minute to study for your fucking finals. I do it all the time. It's like I do it every time I have a test, every time I have a paper, and I just don't fucking learn. But what makes it worse is I've never handed in a paper that I've gotten less than an A on, so I never learn. I wait till the last day to type the fucking paper, and I still get a good grade. So I'm not teaching myself anything. I'm just teaching myself that I can procrastinate and not do anything for the rest of my life.
I got another tip for you, number two.
What's that?
Never schedule early classes, especially when you're first out of the Army.
No, that's a really good one. I thought the same thing, and then I remembered how I am when I'm a civilian. See, I had some foresight when I did this. I registered for classes. My earliest one was 9:30 in the morning. I was like, dude, 9:30 is easy. Well, my first semester, you were there, Chappie. I think we were still drunk at 9:30 on a fucking Wednesday.
Yes.
Sounds like the Army.
But yeah, it is, but it's so much harder when you have the choice not to show up. Like, when you can just say, fuck it, I'll just not show up today.
Yeah.
That's different. Like, in the Army, like, there's the fear of God. Like, I don't show up in formation, I'm boned. But if I don't show up in class, who the fuck cares?
Well, poor life decisions.
This class, I have one class. It's the highest grade I have in the class all semester. I've showed up to that class maybe 10 times. It meets twice a week.
I got nothing. I didn't go back to school.
So
since we have, a shit ton... Oh, go ahead.
I would say, also, don't fight with liberals in class.
Don't fight with liberals anywhere because it gives you a headache.
I just don't talk to people when I go to class. That's my solution.
I think school is just, like, an interesting thing. Because, like, when you come from the military, you kind of already live life. And then you're dealing with all these kids that, like, the high school where high school, like, athletes did nothing and they think they know everything about the world.
Well, you know what's my favorite part? That it's been dead quiet and now the dog wants to eat crunchy dog food. Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Crunch, crunch. So if y'all hear that, it is not my fault.
I went on a hike. We forgot to bring... We had some water, but we mostly had just booze. And we forgot to bring food. So we ended up having to eat some of the dog biscuits.
You had to eat dog biscuits.
Yeah, we ran out of food. Or we had no food.
Y'all are fucking retarded.
Well, we had the booze, so we had that going for us.
Well, yeah, you could definitely supplement food with booze.
Well, like, the beer, yeah, you can supplement that. We had to handle the Bacardi we were drinking, so that made it a little bit harder.
Da, 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 da. God damn it, Bo! I am never listening to DV Radio ever again because of Bo.
What happened? That?
Because all we hear is manamana.
Do, 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 do.
Manamana. Stop it!
Do, 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 do.
Oh my god. I quit. I just got back, I quit. Alright, so what dumb shit has happened in the media this week?
I got a kitten. I got two kittens.
You got the fucking cat?
Yeah, I got two.
I told you to get the fucking dog.
No, I was gonna be happier with the cat.
So you get two?
Yeah, they're so adorable.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
They're twins.
Yeah, there's nothing that makes you happier than separating brothers and sisters at birth.
I'm sorry, this is not, you know, Nazi Germany 1934.
You know I'm gonna have a fucking... I'm gonna die if I go over that house.
Oh my god, they're like some of the most cuddliest cats in the world, too.
Yeah, and I'm one of the most allergic people with cats in the world.
Oh shit, I totally forgot you're allergic.
Oh shit.
You're gonna die.
Yeah, you'll just die. That'll be fine. I'll be your best man.
It's fine. Yeah, I'll be alright, I'll get over it.
Yeah.
It's no big deal. We can use duct tape and super glue for that.
I'll just get the, it'll be like the weekend at Bernie's, but at your wedding. No, alright, so I have a plan. We'll just, when I make my drinks, I'll use vodka, and I'll just make what the hell is that, the shit you take when you, have allergies?
Zyrtec?
Benadryl. I'll make a Benadryl, vodka mix. That'll be my filler.
So you're going to drink Benadryl in your vodka. He'll be asleep in 5 minutes, folks.
It'll be like in Wolf of Wall Street, where he's on the lewds, if you stay up long enough.
Oh, remember the one where he's, like, on the boat, and he's like, we're all gonna die, let's just take the lewds.
That's like us with the booze, man. Dude, we're gonna die. Where's the vodka?
Where's the good whiskey?
I can't find the whiskey, all we have is vodka. I don't have to do.
You people drink too much.
Like, yeah. If anyone has, like, advice on cutting down my drinking, let me know.
Got nothing. God, fuck! I quit.
You can't quit. I quit.
You know, there was, like, no real good news this week, either. I ain't seen anything dumb to cry over this week.
Yeah, people need to start doing more dumb shit in the media so we can start saying more about it.
Well, there is that social media video that went viral that everyone's talking about.
Which one?
Where the little boy was, he was bullied and beat up. And his mom, like, recorded him as the aftermath. And he basically goes into why do people bully people and, like, it's...
Yeah. Then the first thing the military community did was put his face on a guy in the Air Force uniform. Yep.
Yeah. I still think it should have been a coastie, but Air Force would work.
We're just a ruthless bunch of people.
Y'all are assholes.
Well, here comes a question, you know. obviously that kid's talking about bullying and, you know, as being a kid. But what about, like, bullying in the army or things like that? Where you see...
Yeah. You settle, like, men, you beat the shit out of each other.
Now, what happens if it's, like, an NCO?
I thought you were going to say female. I say you can knock her out, too.
Well, we are equal rights here.
Yes.
That's right.
Like, I don't know. I don't think I ever really saw bullying.
Wait, your question was if it's an NCO?
Yeah, what would you do if you saw an NCO bullying or / hazing? And, like, seriously hazing, not, like, just, like, oh, dude, 2 million push-ups. Like,
are you getting hazed, Chappy?
No, I don't.
Are you the one doing the hazing?
No comment.
Gotcha. So, under that circumstance?
Like, let's say you were an E3, E4, and you saw an NCO, you know, just being a little harder on someone that didn't deserve it. Maybe because they're a little odd.
Do I like that person?
You tolerate them. They're like a little crazy. You'll talk to them every once in a while because you don't want to get shot when they go crazy. Like that kind of thing.
Okay. You know, you said that and a lot of people came to mind. I think what I would do is go to the bar until I forgot that I saw it happen.
Again, if you have any advice on number 2 to slow down his drinking, please contact us at disgruntlediscussions@gmail.com. Thank you.
Nevermore, what would you do?
What would I do? I wasn't listening.
Yeah. Let's say you saw an NCO, like, not just, like, being hard on a guy, but, like, constantly, like, almost like bullying, using their power to their advantage.
See, I'm evil. I would just get revenge. I would mess with that NCO until they freaking wanted a transfer. Like, gluing their boots to the floor. That kind of shit until they just couldn't take it.
We've done that before.
Yeah.
We glued someone's shower sheet. Well, I say we. It wasn't me, but I heard about it. We glued their shower sheets to the floor.
What'd they do to deserve that?
Nothing. They were just... We were just fucking around. Like, everyone was fucking around with each other. And, it just got a little carried away.
Just lined an eye. You didn't do it. You didn't see it.
That's right. That's right.
Yep. I didn't do it. Wasn't me. You know what? We're going to take our first break, and up next, we will have Al from Unconventional Spouse with us, and you're listening to Disgruntled Discussions brought to you by Disgruntled Vets. Bye-bye.
The holiday season isn't always about physical gifts. Sometimes it is more than that. So during this holiday season, give to DVFarm.org. The DV Farm in Gilsum, New Hampshire is dedicated to helping addicted and homeless veterans get their lives back on track. Help them and let them know that they have a purpose and they are not alone. They watched your six when they volunteered. Now you can watch their six. Give to DVFarm.org today.
American veterans don't always come home to parades and appreciation. Here is a way you can show some. Our veterans are considered at risk for homelessness due to poverty, substance abuse, or mental health issues. That's where the DV Farm in New Hampshire comes in. Created by veterans for veterans, the DV Farm is there to provide veterans who are dealing with drug or alcohol addiction and homelessness with a place to live and giving their lives new purpose. You can help our homeless veterans by participating in an online movie night at vidbinge.com. That's vidbinge.com.
Let's get it on.
We've got some food red made for you.
The music.
Let's go.
You're listening to WDVR on DVRadio.net. By veterans, for veterans.
Simply made for you.
And welcome back to Disgruntled Discussions with your disgruntled vets. On DV Radio, and since I don't know how many times I'm supposed to fucking say it, WDVR.
There we go. Took me like 3 shows to get down WDVR.
I had him text it to me, so I'm reading my phone, so I remember.
I'm still very curious to why WDVR means East. East is spelt with an E, not a W.
Not if you look at it sideways.
I hate
you. Oh, God. Okay, so these numbnuts have been doing the show without me. I took a hiatus dealing with a new nerve disease. But anywho, we're bringing back our badass vet of the week. You never met a motherfucker quite like me. I'm an American badass. And this week, we're going to name our very own admin Jughead, who I don't know how to describe him. He's a grumpy ass naval officer who does secret squirrel shit now, and he finally retired. He's also our leader in the underground. You want to talk about that, Chappie?
Yeah, so our underground is a closed group. It's meant to be a little bit more personable, so you guys can talk to each other a little bit more. It's a great place to just, like, hang out, post funny memes, fucking, if you're having a hard time, talk about it there. And the community really gets behind you. Now, obviously, we've had to come up with some rules about, like, if you go bid status, which means battle in distress, we won't post those up right away until we make contact with the battle in distress, just so we don't have complications, we'll put it that way. But yeah, it's a great community. It's grown hugely. I think we opened it up in October, and it's already up to like 7,000 members, and it's a lot of fun over there.
And speaking of resources, we have yet another page that we can go to, but more from a different side. You want to introduce that one, Chappie?
Yeah, we actually brought on the lead admin for this page. It's called the Disgruntled Soldier. It's more geared towards active duty soldiers, and it's a great resource because I know when you're still in, there's a lot of restrictions of what you can and can't do. So we've trained our admin on that page to be more for active duty, so they know all the active duty resources. It's still going to be throwing out memes and like that kind of stuff, but we're definitely trying to gear it up so we can, instead of you going through a boring briefing you'll probably never listen to or remember anything of it, you guys can come to us and we can help the active duty cells.
And now for our favorite resource, since 95% of the admins have no idea what it's like from the other side, Chappie, you want to bring in our guest?
Yeah, so actually this is my wife. Her name is Al. She runs a page called Unconventional Vet Spouse, or UVS for short. And it's a lot like how we do it. We post up memes and we get serious, but, you know, the undertone is creating a community where they can help each other out and help veterans out. So I'd like to introduce my lovely wife, Al.
Hello.
Hey, Owl.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
My first question is, how the hell do you put up with Chappie?
It's not an easy task day to day, but I don't know, he's worth it. Even though he leaves his dirty socks all over the floor every day. And his PTU uniform.
Which probably smells like hot ass.
It does. It does.
So, what is your page about?
So, my page is mainly creating a more positive community for the veteran spouses. There's a lot of active duty on the page as well, but majority is spouses that, you know, need advice, need somebody to go to, need just a laugh during the day. What I've experienced a lot of other pages is that they're very negative. There's a lot of call-out pages. There's a lot of gossiping, and I don't really deal with that bullshit. It's kind of just a place to be yourself and being an active duty spouse.
Come on, guys. Ask her questions.
It's because, like, I know, like, so much about this page already that, like, thinking of a question, I'm like, oh, I already know the answer to that. Like, no one, like, nobody else does, so it's like...
So, on your side of things, I know we work together because sometimes we'll get spouses, and, like I said, we don't know anything about it, but do you guys have resources for the spouses?
So, right now, I'm working on creating a kind of living document of list of resources. For now, it's really just a lot of finding out where the spouse is, you know, what her issue is, and kind of just going from there and taking advice from others. And kind of sometimes I'll just put it out on the page and see if anybody has any idea of what maybe the best resource for them would be. But there's really not a ton of resources out there for spouses that are actually either currently active or remotely helpful.
Yeah, so, like what we've seen, because I help Al every once in a while with some of the problems, is, like, what we've seen is a lot of it's ran by the Army. And, you know, you have, like, your FRGs, your family readiness advocacy, and all that kind of thing. And they're not always the most helpful.
No.
There doesn't seem to be, like, a lot of resources out there that are outside of the Army and are as helpful as, like, let's say, you know, Battle of Distress or Objective Zero or things like that.
Right. Even the day, and this is no offense to anybody that's part of the FRG, but literally the day I landed in Fort Carson, I was sworn by multiple soldiers to tell me to never join the FRG because it's just a bunch of gossips. It's not anything that's really necessarily helpful.
Again, no offense to the people who do the FRGs. There are a lot of people out there, but, like, a lot of people that I've seen, like, in the FRGs that I've been to, you look at, like, who they're married to, and it, like, it's the same thing. Like, you would never talk to those people for advice when you're in the military.
Right. Unfortunately, like, they're... Don't get me wrong. Some of my admin are like, FRG leaders, and I commend them completely for doing it.
Absolutely.
But sometimes it does get a little clicky and a little bit of, like, you know, status, I guess. Like, if you're kind of, like, the newbie on site, you're just kind of, like, you kind of got to climb your way to the top, which I guess is similar in really any new scenario that you're in, but it's, like, you're walking into a completely new lifestyle. You have no idea what's going on, and you need that support pretty much from day one. You know, I've been lucky that I've had disgruntled, and I've had, you know, as many resources as I possibly could to kind of piece things together, but not everybody necessarily has that. Or knows that.
Do you, because I know Chappie gets it, and I get it, when... We get it all the time, like, when people see, like, who we actually are, they're like, wow, these guys are just fucking kids, like, what do they know about anything? Do you get that, too? Because I know you're young, too.
Absolutely. I mean, from day one when I started the page, I was very transparent in that I don't know shit, you know? I Chappie jokes all the time that when he first met me, I asked him, I was like, so what do I do for insurance if we get married, like, I didn't know what BAH was. I still call it BHJ or whatever. I don't know. So I didn't know any of the resources. I didn't know anything. And I kind of just, you know, asked a bunch of what I thought were silly questions. And honestly, a lot of spouses are embarrassed to ask these questions because they're thinking that they should, they assume they should know.
And I think that's what you do very well at working that page, because I've known you for a while and you don't give a fuck. You'll ask anything and you'll say whatever you want.
Yeah. You know me by now. Like, yeah, I'll ask anything.
There's, like, very little
sense. I'll be like, don't talk acronyms.
Well, the sad thing is, though, like, typically when a spouse comes to a vet page and asks a question, they generally tear them up to where they'll never ask anything again.
Right.
And sometimes I sit back and go, they really don't know. They're not trying to be that monster rank-wearing dependent. They really have no idea what anybody's talking about.
No, right. And that's the stigma that I'm really trying to, I'm not going to say get rid of, but definitely create a better view of the veteran spouse, because when Chappie and I first started dating, and he would post a picture of me or him and I on Disgruntled, and people in the comments would be so mean. And I had to ask Chappie, I was like, I don't even know what a Jody is. I've never heard of this before. I've never heard of this, a rank chaser, or whatever they call it. But
tag chaser or something?
Tag chaser, yeah. So I feel for these women when they go and they ask these questions, and they're like, kind of like standing in the corner scared because they're, I guess, assuming people are going to think something of them that they may not be. Maybe they are, but they may not be.
Right.
Yeah. We tend to not give a fair chance to see what kind of person they are. And it just, it gets them run off the page. Now, I know Disgruntled has sent you a lot of spouses just because we don't know what it's like from that side, but I'll generally just answer them. It doesn't.
Right.
If you don't know what BAH is or whatever, I mean, what's going to kill me to tell you?
Right. And in this day and age, it's like the power of Google is amazing. But at the same time, you know, you go on there and it gives you 75 different responses of what BAH is and technical definition. And you're like, okay, I'm more confused than I was originally.
To be honest, I hardly know what BAH is. All I know is when I deploy, it's a nice paycheck in my pocket.
If you actually get it.
Yeah, if you actually get it. That's the next battle you gotta worry about.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even want to know. I was glad I was not married while I was in, because I've listened to you two, and all I can think is, why would you torment yourself like that?
Well, we weren't expecting it to be this challenging. I guess that was our first mistake, but...
And believe us, we weren't expecting you guys to ever get married.
All right. People
seen you two. Oh, now he.
If people seen you two, they would go, "What in the hell did he do to get her?"
No.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised.
I might be small, but not naughty.
Hey, wow. Hey. We weren't going there.
No.
But it went there.
Come on, this is Disgruntled Discussions. That's where we always go. If we're not supposed to go there, we will go there.
Powered by WDVR.
And sponsored by Bad Decisions and Alcohol.
Absolutely. Wouldn't it be great if we can get some alcohol company to sponsor us?
We've tried, trust me.
I bet you. You know what? I'm gonna throw some stuff out there. Let's see by next week. We'll still be drunk, but not anymore.
we're not that drunk.
So, like, one of the biggest things that I kind of wanted to ask you is, what were the challenges of, like, me being away, and, you know, what do you do for support? Because,
while you're,
you know,
away?
It's easy for veterans who are, you know, active duty to leave, because when we do, it's, you know, we have a job, and usually we're like 6 to 10 hours difference, so we get to talk to maybe an hour at night, and then we just go right back to our job. So for you, like, how is it for a spouse to deal with leaving? And then follow up question: how is it like on that?
When you were gone, I don't even know if I ever told you this, but I made a list for myself, and I get this question on my page at least once a week of how to deal when your spouse leaves, especially, like, initially, like, that first, like, month where you're, like, counting down every second. I made a list of things I wanted to learn, things I wanted to improve on in myself, and work goals that I had, if work applies to you, and that really, really helped, is having something that I would go home and be like, okay, I'm not going to watch the clock. I'm going to go to the gym for an hour, and then I'm going to learn, you know, what I want to learn. Maybe I want to learn language, or I want to learn how to code. Like, it just depends on your interests, and just keeping your mind going is the most important thing, especially on those weeks where I know you're in the field and I can't talk to you for a week or however long, or you're actually tired.
That was probably the most relaxing week you've ever had.
No. You have no idea. But see,
you really don't.
Basically, what she's saying is Chappie, when you left, she had so much more free time for activities.
Definitely not as much cleaning, but when you came home, I was very nervous, I'm not gonna lie, because I didn't know, you know, you never know how things are gonna go when you don't see somebody for that long. It's like, you kind of have to go back into almost a dating mode. You're so used to your relationship being like, how many things can I tell you in 10-minute phone call? And now you have as much time as you want. So it's definitely, you have to get over that hump of like awkward, but it's definitely an experience that I'll never forget. It is like our first week, month, even now.
I will testify to that, because the week before he came home, she drove me bananas, but in a good
way. I'm sure I did.
We went through everything from what shoes to wear to what outfits to wear to waterproof makeup in case she cried, because we knew she was going to.
Oh, I cried. I started crying as soon as they all came out, and then Chappie and I lost each other. We couldn't find each other in the crowd for like the first good 2 minutes that he was released. It was great.
I mean, it was a lot of preparation into him leaving and into him coming home, and people make jokes about it, but it really does happen. That last 72 hours was, yeah.
Yeah, that was not fun, especially because everyone warned me, even you warned me nevermore, that, you know, if they say this is the time he's going to land, don't count on it. And I, in my head, I was like, nah, like, he'll be good. And lo and behold, it took an extra, I think, 24 hours. I picked him up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. And I just sat on the couch and just sat and sat. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. I couldn't do anything. I think he had to yell at me a couple times to make myself a sandwich or something and take a nap, because I just couldn't
deal anymore. He really wanted a sandwich for himself, too.
No, not you.
I'm sure he did.
I like peanut butter and jelly. Actually, she makes a really
But in all fairness, though, we planned for this, and I don't think a lot of people do. I think, oh, well, I can handle this, and then they leave, and they're stuck going, now what? We spent weeks, if not months, making sure Al understood. She knew she could call us, whatever, and making sure she had the veteran support, but I don't think everybody's going to get that chance.
And that's why I say I'm so lucky in that I do have the support of you guys. You know, not everybody. And the thing is, too, my family, like, they were very supportive, don't get me wrong, my friends, but they didn't understand the scope of it, of, you know, I have to run to my phone at, you know, whatever time it is, because that's my only time to talk to him, or, you know, I'm really cranky today because I haven't, you know, talked to my husband in however long. And it's definitely helpful to have the support of people who understand.
Oh, just the time difference alone. I mean, how many times were you up at 3 and 4 in the morning?
I don't think I turned my phone off or off, like, the highest ringer setting the entire time.
Well, I think it's, like, also really important that you had a good foundation for, like, you know, just, like, the preparation and everything. Really supportive, you know, a really good support network behind you. And then if only more women had that sort of like bad influences of like their crazy friends, like, hey, let's go to the bar and get really drunk and like that sort of thing.
Oh, you mean like what happened with me when we deployed?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's you know, Taffy, you've heard me complain a million times about, you know, the friend that's sitting there saying, like, oh, my boyfriend's gone for, you know, 48 hours. I don't know what I'm going to do. And I'm just sitting there biting a hole into my tongue. Yeah, I'm like, that must really be terrible for you. And I know it's like that, you know, everybody says that, but it's really true. It really gets under your skin, but you just kind of got to take it and do it. You know what? I know my relationship is strong. I know we'll get through this, and, you know, that's that.
It didn't help that his comms sucked.
Oh my gosh. Germany was terrible.
Which is surprising that I had worse communications in Germany than I did in London.
It is.
That was a long however long. Ooh.
So, another question would be, What is the most frustrating thing about the army from your end?
How long do I have? I would definitely say the plan never stays the same. And I don't even mean that in times get extended. I could ask you a question one day, and then the next day it's completely the opposite, and you have no idea when that's going to change again, but it probably will change again. That, because I'm a very big planner, so I don't, it's a new concept for me to be, just go with the flow on everything.
Well, it's like that.
Like where you're going to live.
I think that meme you posted, let's go with plan A. No, now we're on plan C to go to plan B, to go back to plan D, which didn't work anyway, so you're going to use plan A.
That's exactly it. It hurt me a little bit to post that.
But it's true. Like, that shit's so common, like, in the military, anywhere really, like, it's just a shitty situation to have to deal with.
Well, it's just army logic, or military logic in general, just gets me, man. Like, I don't know. Just coming from the civilian world, and 98% of the time, you know, your plan is your plan, and then you're like, okay, maybe I need a plan B for, you know, if this doesn't work out. But this is like, you need to be preparing plan Z before plan A even comes out.
I think that's why a lot of my civilian friends get so mad at me, because they're like, how can you just be so relaxed? Like, we're freaking out about this and that. And I'm like, well, because plans change. Like, you just end up saying fuck it and you deal with it and you move on to the next plan or you do something else. Like, that's been my life for the past 8 years. So, like, it's so easy for me to just forget and just move on to something else.
Yeah. Right. You're so used to it now.
We're on the fly because, you know, we're used to plans changing. So, I mean, even in darn stupid shit like hurricanes, we're like, eh, it'll be okay.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Well, I know, like, Al, she gets mad at me because, like, we'll watch different TV shows, and she's like, and I'll predict something, and I'll be like, oh, this is gonna happen, like, this guy's gonna get punched in the face. And she's like, how the fuck do you do that? And I'm like, well, in the army, you need to be able to kind of predict things that you know will probably happen.
Yeah,
and that's how you make your plan, is like, it's like putting your rucksack together, right? You put it together and you have, like, depending upon what you're doing, if you're going out on a foot march, you want to have, like, your water up top, like, your fucking socks up top. You just gotta be, like, think of what could happen and what you need to have, essentially.
And then you kind of just drive on. Hope for the best.
Yeah. I think the best thing the military's taught me is that nothing surprises me anymore. Like, I literally don't get surprised over anything.
Yeah, I would say...
I don't think Chucky does either.
I would say a combination between the page and the military. And being a chaplain assistant. Nothing surprises
me. Nothing.
If it does, it made one hell of a boom.
Like, nine.
Oh, well, yeah. We'll get to that next.
Yeah.
We're about out of time for this segment, but we've decided we're going to keep Al for the last part and kick out number two. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Disgruntled Discussions.
DB Radio.
This is Triple Threat Vets here on DVRadio.net.
All hail the Ayatollah of Rock and Roller!
Yes, we are talking wrestling with me, Marquis Davis, Boner Wood, and Jekyll.
Oh, you didn't know?
It is about wrestling.
Oh, yeah!
Past.
The main event is next.
Present.
I'll never forget the first time I won the championship in my hometown.
And future.
You'll have to wait and see what happens.
It's going to be a half an hour to an hour show once a month, and hopefully you guys will give us some input and let us know what you want to hear.
It doesn't matter!
So, let's talk some wrestling here, okay, people? This is what the show is about. We're going to talk some wrestling.
You want to wrestle me?
It goes back to the days when it was all about the character.
That is why the Warriors have come!
Listen up!
Triple Threat Vets! Here on DVRadio.net, WDVR with me, Marky Davis, Jekyll, and Boner Wood.
You maggots are all dismissed!
Stay tuned to
WDVR from DVRadio.net.
We don't break the laws. We just make up our own.
DV Radio. Ba-na-na-na.
Ever shop online at smile.amazon.com? Why not give back to the DV Farm by making it your charity of choice? No extra fees or hidden costs, and a portion of your purchase goes directly towards the DV Farm, located in Gilsum, New Hampshire, and helping to continue its mission. That's smile.amazon.com, and be sure DV Farm is your charity of choice. For more information about the DV Farm, please go to dvfarm.org.
And welcome back to Disgruntled Discussions. I forgot to fucking rest. Something, listening to DV Radio on WDVR. There we go. And
you say I'm bad.
I did that on purpose, shit. Anyway, with us, we still have Al, and number two left. He says he's got to study, but I think he's got to hide the hooker. But anyway, we also have Chappie. Say
hi.
Yeah, I knew you were going to do that. So, up first is going to be all of our millions of page news that I can't keep track of.
All right, so disgruntled news. All right, so main page, whenever the Army won the football game, so I'm guessing that was about a week ago, we posted a meme about how the Army had the same color, or had a uniform that was actually camouflage, and it is the first time the Army has had a camouflage uniform in a while. Well, this meme skyrocketed, and I believe it got like 4 million views, which is awesome. We're also starting our interview process for new admins, so if you start seeing new guys on the page, don't be alarmed. They're not ISIS. With the Underground, we recently had to let go of one of our admin over there, but we give him our best wishes. But the page is still going awesome. I told you guys the Disgruntled Underground is our closed group. It also has a page, but the page is really used for being able to message Battles of Distress. It's doing awesome, still kicking butt, and we have a new lead admin over there, Jughead, who is also our badass sped of the week. A few other shout-outs are the admin that I've kind of covered down over there is Muck. I don't know what his actual name on the thing is. I think it's like Leobro or something.
No.
And
Lobo or something?
Elbow. Yeah, something like that. And those guys have been killing it. They've been helping us out a lot.
Phoenix and Monkey.
Yes. Monkey's actually in California fighting those fires, and he's winning the war on fire. Then we have the Disgruntled Soldier. That page is actually kicking butt. It just recently hit 3,000 likes. It is ran by Jack. We're actually just picking up a brand new admin. He's still active duty, and we call him Jimbo. So if you see Jimbo on the page, he's our new admin. And actually, he's having a baby probably as we speak. He's flying home from Korea all the way to good old Texas to have his baby. Then our awesome page, Disgruntled Discussions. We've been a little bit more active on it. We've been posting our podcasts. Go check it out. That's where you can find the latest news on Disgruntled Discussions, and we can continue the discussion sponsored by Bad Decisions and Alcohol.
Yes, and if you want to hear us talk about something, you kind of got to tell us before the night of the show when it airs, because that's pre-recorded, people. We do this whenever we have free time, and then it airs on Wednesdays. So don't go, we'll play so-and-so or talk about this, because we can't send song requests,
nope,
to anything like that. Yeah.
So. Oh, another huge thing on Disgruntled Vet's main page is recently we had a guy come out to message us that he's active duty, can't get home for Christmas, and his two parents are veterans and they're passed away, and they're at Sam Houston National Cemetery, and he just wanted a picture, or a wreath on their grave, and what we've been contacted about is that there already are wreaths on the grave, but what he really wants is just a picture of their gravesite, since he hasn't been able to come home since their passing. And so far, we've had a lot of people say that they're going to go out and do it, but we just want to say thank you for the ones that do go out and do it and bring something to the gravesite. It truly means a lot to the disgruntled admin team, the disgruntled nation, and obviously our active duty soldiers.
Aw. See, I was fixing to do stupid shit, and now, aw. So, today has been the day of stupid. I'm going to start with Chappie about the page, because apparently he owes people money.
Yeah, apparently I owe someone money, and they messaged the page, and they're going on about how I should show my taxes, and I owe them money. But not for shirts, nothing like this, for I don't know what. I've never met this guy before, and apparently my name is Shariba. And I don't know who the fuck Shariba is, because this is obviously Chappie, and even my real name isn't Shariba. I don't think I look like a fucking Shariba.
You look like a Poindexter. Sorry. Well, the best I came up with is number two, forgot to pay the hooker again. That's the best I got.
Yes, I blame number two.
Normally we're having to bury the bodies, but we've ran out of room, so I guess he's paying now, or...
Who buries bodies? That's why you need to find the pig farm. Everyone should know where their local pig farm is. Make contact with the owner and be like, hey, this week I need you to not feed the pigs. I will feed them for you.
But my question is, what kind of hooker takes a disgruntled IOU? Number two, you're scraping the bottom of the barrel there, buddy. Oh, gosh. As we last seen, he was still messaging, I don't know. My stupid of the day was, I catch thieves for a living. That's what I do. I work loss prevention. Caught one tonight. Her husband called right before I left. Didn't say, hello, how are you, who is this, anything. I got, why the fuck did you charge my wife for invisible merchandise? I went, what? I don't understand. She told me you caught her and she didn't have anything. You used price tags that were found in her purse and the merchandise was invisible. I went, good for you. I'm glad you believe a thief, you know, because it's not like they would lie or anything. Good thing I have video. I'll see you in court. Have a good night, dumbass. Oh, yes, I can see invisible clothes.
I can. I'm like that king.
What king?
That childhood, like, what's it called? The King Solomon, right? Isn't that it?
The Emperor. Fuck.
Where he has the invisible clothes?
The Emperor's clothes, I think.
I don't know.
Google it.
Oh god, don't go that way.
What are you doing?
Who are you talking to?
No one.
It's the Emperor's new clothes.
Yeah.
So it's Nike, huh?
Yep.
What about you, Al? What stupid happened to you? Or did you stay inside?
I was going to say, I don't think Chappie and I really left the house today much, so I really can't think of any stupid that I found today.
It must be the season, though. I know it's a hard season on us, but it's like the dumb multiplies, and it's just been like 3 days of me wanting to just kill everybody. But at least I'm not racist, because I hate you all equally.
That's what's important.
Yes. Yes. So, Al, before I forget, where can people find your page?
So, right now, we are on Facebook under Unconventional Vet Spouse, and also on Instagram under the same handle. And hopefully, fingers crossed, within the next week or so, we will have our website up and running, which will be under the same unconventionalvetspouse.com.
Yay.
I'm trying to get it to UVS, because I know unconventional vet spouse is a mouthful and a lot to type out, so.
I don't we'll even see. Know where all we are on social media, Chappie.
We are on Facebook with our 8 million pages, Disgruntled Vets, Disgruntled Underground, The Disgruntled Soldier, Disgruntled Discussions. We are on the interwebs, or, how do they say it on, the internship? On the web.
The world. On the web, yes.
On the web. We are, at disgruntledvets.net or disgruntledlifestyle.com. And that's where you can find our events, our merch. If you're looking for social media marketing and need someone to do that, that's where we have all our business stuff. And we have some cool articles that we have written in the, past. We haven't written many lately. But
we're looking for writers, by the way. Contact Disgruntled Vets if you can write for shit. Because if you've never seen Chappie post the meme, he can't write for shit.
Usually that's because I'm doing 8 million other things.
I try to edit as many of them as I can, but sometimes that's one or two slips through.
Every once in a while, I'll look and I'm like, even I don't know what you're trying to say, dude. I can't fix this. You even fucking spelled disgruntled wrong.
My favorite is when all the comments are just people correcting the spelling and not even anything that has to do with the post.
So, Chappie, I gotta ask you, people are getting a little agitated at Reaper and asking when we plan to can him, so I figured this was a good time for you to stick up for the dumbass.
Oh, I love Reaper. Reaper's one of my favorite He's, he is old school, like, 1970s vet. He went to, Desert Storm. He was end of Vietnam and even made it to Iraq and Afghanistan. He's, I think he made it to like E9, old school army infantry vet. So I don't know why you guys hate him.
Cause he's kind of...
of an asshole? Yeah, I know, that's the best part.
No, that's not even the right word. Out of all the admins that post or send stuff, Reaper just don't give a fuck. Even if we tell him not to post it, he's gonna post it.
Yeah, exactly. It's awesome.
And every complaint we get is either Reaper or Chat.
It doesn't help, that's... though,
how you answer messages. God forbid, none of y'all try to buy our page or offer to put an ad. And you'll pay us because he's got only one answer for you.
Yes. I only want one thing. A battleship. That's the only way I'm selling Disgruntled Vets, is if I get a fucking battleship.
A fully armed and supplied battleship. Oh, what's yes. even better is when you click that little button to submit a complaint to us and it says that your butt hurt because of our meme, even though it's in Facebook standards, but it hurt your little feels, Chappie's only got one answer for that.
Fuck you.
No, that's not what you normally say. You normally
I don't know what
it is. How about you go fuck yourself?
Oh, yeah. I think that's the best answer.
I try to be polite. I'm going, I'm sorry, leave the page. It's a funny meme. If you don't get it, sorry, this isn't the place for you. And right behind me comes, why don't you go fuck yourself? Thanks, dude. And you say, I'm an asshole.
Well, you know what the best part is? Like, right now, I told that to someone because they, like, got mad at me. Mm-hmm. Or, like, I forget what it was. But, like, I then start cursing at them. Well, I didn't curse. I was just like, go fuck yourself. And they're like, well, that's some beautiful language. And I was like, yeah, go fuck yourself. And they're like, they're starting to talk about, like, how it's bad and, like, how they're religious. And I'm like, I don't think you realize I was a chaplain assistant. I went to fucking a year of seminary. I'm still working on my master's for seminary. Like, it's really hard to beat me in a theological debate, and I'm just like,
oh, you got us all prayed for.
Yeah, she messaged us today.
Is she still praying for us?
Yeah, she had, I don't know, I think she just said shalom, but I'm like, whatever.
Well, I don't know. Every time you do that, they either pray for us or complain, so.
Phew.
All right, so who has a safety tip for the week? Just the tip.
I think this should be Owls.
Oh, gosh. This is my,
Remember, I've been teaching you how to do a safety brief, babe.
They still blow my mind how these safety briefs go. My favorite, though, still is don't do dumb shit and don't do a dumb shit.
That's one of my favorites.
Don't increase the population. Don't decrease the population.
That's put much nicer than how I was taught.
Oh, goodness. So, we're going to have Chappie announce the vet business of the week.
You know what? This one actually surprises me of how we've never had this as our veteran-owned business of the week. It's going to be our good friends, the dysfunctional veterans. Especially since they just lost their 5-star rating on Facebook.
Right. Spoiler alert.
Yes, they lost their 5-star rating on Facebook because they had a spoiler alert of the new Star Wars movie.
Dum dum da dum dum da dum dum.
Yep. And but honestly, I would say that they're one of my favorites. Not just because we partner with them on just about everything, but because if you don't know about DV6. And that's probably because you're coming from our page and not coming from dysfunctional. DV6 was homeless. And he kind of started this page and it got bigger, bigger and created a company out of it. And now he's no longer homeless. He has his own charity. He has his own company and he's rocking it. And if you're looking for some awesome gear, go over to mydvstore.com. And, that's where you can find some awesome dysfunctional veterans gear. Not only that, you can find our gear. He helps other veteran-owned businesses. He's always trying to help other charities. He's just an all-around really shitty guy.
For people who don't know him in person or have never met him, yeah, well, I hate that you think so highly of yourself and so lowly of what you know nothing about, but he is right. He does help other companies try to get started or other pages. He's currently helping a resource page that we use a lot. You want to tell him about that, Chappie?
Yes. BTS Dog is amazing. I know recently on the 15th, DV6 has helped BTS Dog come out with his shirt. So, Dog can actually make his what is it, his book? Yeah, so everything is trying to help ETS Dog, trying to get the word out about his book, which is basically to help other veterans with their ETS Dog and giving what are the actual laws, what all that stuff. And if you haven't seen the shirt, it's got like a dog shaped thing, but it's got a unicorn on it. It's like actually a unicorn. For all the people that don't know what the fuck to do when they see a PTSD dog.
Or any service dog. It's literally like a unicorn walked into the room and people lose their ever loving shit. So I don't know if that'll ever correct, but it's a pretty cool shirt. We've got a pretty cool shirt. We need new shirts. Yes.
And actually, talking about new shirts, we're coming out with our new beanie. You can see it now on our Facebook, but it's not out yet. We're We're still waiting for them to come in, and we also have an awesome new shirt. It's actually nicer material. It's no longer a Gildan shirt. It's a softer, nicer, cooler shirt, and it's got a skull that's red, white, and blue, and it's got our logo right on the shoulder. Sure.
Who still owes me pint glasses from last Secretary's Day? Because if y'all don't know what Nevermore does, Nevermore is basically the babysitter. Literally, I babysit number two, which I kind of forgot him this week, which is why he's behind and forgot his test. But anyway, I babysit number two. Al tries to help me babysit Chappie, who does 50 things at once and forgets where he's at and doesn't remember shit, can't spell for shit. I'm basically the babysitter. It's horrible. You have no idea. I babysit these fuckers for free.
Well, you got... Yeah, you got it.
But you do a great job at it, and Chappie is not the easiest one to look after.
He's alright. He's just young and dumb like... Young and dumb. It's okay, though. We're, like, running on dead air, because I don't know what else to talk about. Oh, well, I know what we can talk about, because when this show airs, it'll be the Wednesday before Christmas, so...
Oh, actually, I know what we can talk about, because I totally forgot. Yeah, on December 23rd, we're actually running an event in Colorado Springs. The event is to raise money for a charity called VetStar. They're a local charity in Colorado that takes in homeless veterans, helps them with PTSD. They have a whole range of different things. They have a farm out, or actually a ranch out here, and it's ran by veterans, for veterans. And they're just doing amazing things for the Colorado Springs area. Also, the other charity that also we're helping out is called, Heroes Scholarship. It's for, so there's a lot of resources out there for, Gold Star Gold Star family members and things like that. But there's really not a lot out there for if you were a girlfriend and your boyfriend dies overseas. It's ran by this girl who her boyfriend died in Afghanistan and basically didn't have anywhere to go. She didn't have resources. They didn't have anything. So it's two great charities, and then there's going to be a whole bunch of other veteran-owned businesses out there. It's going to be you buy your ticket, you get a free drink. There's going to be drink specials. Just a really good time, and it's right before Christmas, just places you don't have a place to go. To find it, you can go onto any disgruntled page, and it's the Vet Family Christmas Party. It's right here in Colorado Springs. I believe it's... Hey, Al, do you know where it's at?
It's at the Union Station. I believe it's in downtown Colorado Springs.
And it starts, I believe, at 8 o'clock, and that's where we will be showcasing all our brand new merch. So... If you want to try and win a shirt, come to the event. And if you can't come, if you go to the event and try and purchase a ticket, you can donate a minimum of $5, but it goes all the way up until infinity. You can always just buy a ticket, and all that money will be going to East Travis.
And there we go, folks. We have another example of me babysitting. I led him right up to that. He's like, oh, yeah, dummy. I'm starting to feel like Marquise on DV. I set you up and curse flat.
Oh.
Yeah. Nice. It's called the, lead you up to the segment. You just don't do it well.
All right. So, funny story. When we were back in the day when we were a small little page of 50,000, we ran our first event in New Jersey for the DV farm. And actually, Six came all the way out to the event. And, I was still dating Al at this time, and she started to say that I was a lot like DV6.
Well, DV6 kind of compared you two subtly to each other.
I could see it's you at 6 younger. Now, no, you guys aren't nothing alike. Not really. You're more stubborn and a bigger pain in the ass, and you don't like to listen.
No, he doesn't.
It's a full-time job, folks. I'm going to start a GoFundMe just for my sanity. Nothing. Chappy.
Hi.
Hi. You know, folks, I am going to say he hasn't yelled, time out, time out, time out, or hasn't went into like a full screaming rant where I throw my headphones across the damn room because he broke them.
I haven't had one of those in a while.
He's been pretty mellow this week.
That's to me when I first come home from work, and that's a different story.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I know better than to talk to you then.
So I don't even talk to Al.
Nope.
So I gotta ask Al, is he your typical soldier when he comes home? You've got gear on every end of your house. His boots make the whole house smell like it. Just rotten feet, socks everywhere, laundry everywhere, PT gear crawling across the floor by itself.
Nevermore, I'm currently looking at 3 boxes of gear, and the gear isn't even in the boxes. I constantly have laundry, and right now I'm thinking to myself where his PTs went, because I'm sure he's going to be shaking me at 5:10 tomorrow morning looking for them.
I don't need PC here tomorrow.
Oh, good.
I have funeral detail.
You have funeral detail on Tuesday.
No, but I have to certify.
You listen to this, folks. It takes 2 of us to babysit Chappy.
Yeah.
Well, on the bright side, I have Destiny 2 now.
What did you get Al for Christmas? Was it yesterday?
Oh, I got her 2 kittens.
Yep, they're sitting next to me right now.
What are they? What'd you call them?
One is Draco, and Chappy named the other one Chip.
Draco and Chip?
Yes.
Chappy, you are unoriginal. Chip?
Oh, we just watched Beauty and the Beast. I thought it was very cool.
I wanted to go with a Harry Potter theme, since one was already named Draco. But
that makes sense.
No.
Well, you wouldn't let me name it Ron, so...
He wasn't a ginger cat.
Well, then, it's gonna be named Chip.
That's fine.
You people are listening to how whipped he is, right? He admitted to watching Beauty and the Beast on Disgruntled Discussions.
Hey, I've actually... The new one's actually pretty good. And she actually didn't ask watch it. I was like, oh, I've never seen this before. I know a lot of guys in Germany went to go see it, and I didn't. And I was like, yeah, I was just watching it.
This is the truth.
I believe it. He's weird. Well, we're about out of time, so Al, any final words?
Nope, just thank you for having me on, and thank you for your unending support in the disgruntled world.
Yay! Chappy.
So, I know it's Christmas time, and it's always not the easiest time. Just know you always have family here at Disgruntled Vets. Just message any one of our pages if you're having a hard time. And, stay disgruntled.
Stay disgruntled. All right, folks, with that, you've been listening to Disgruntled Discussions with our special guest, Al, from Unconventional Vet Spouses. Only on DV Radio. And I'm going to just say WDVR one more time since I don't know where the fuck it belongs. And with that, bye-bye, fucktards.
DV Radio.